What up, y'all? It's Nicki Minaj, and you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, because that is my baby, and she is pretty, and that is a bob.
We got this cat. We have had him not even 72 hours. He's already made a trip to the vet, and we have an update. I can't believe I care this much about a cat I just met. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So Lord Oliver Cromwell arrived from the UK a few days ago now. It's not been 72 hours
quite yet. Long flight.
And so he couldn't move his legs, and I started freaking out. Well, actually, Automatic freaked me out. Something's wrong with this cat.
He went from this super agile kitten jumping on everything till now he just can't even walk.
He was just immobile, right? So then I started going down the Google tunnel of everybody's sick and dying. I started Googling everything about the cat, and it's a brain amoeba. It's a parasite. It's some type of virus. Well, I call the vet and I give him all these symptoms that I pretty much read on the internet. They're like, you better bring him in now. You better bring that cat in right now because something's probably wrong with him. Took him in. Turns out he has a swollen paw. He has something on his paw.
He sprained his wrist. He's from pretty much just being a kitten and jumping on top of everything and trying to jump off everything. He hurt himself.
Well, we hope, right? She said, okay. I don't see anything bad. As long as he's eating and drinking. So I'm force feeding him and shoving water down his throat. And so far, so good.
That is beautiful news to hear. Good job. I'm so relieved to know that Orlando is safe.
Lord Oliver Cromwell.
Orlando. That's like a whole different kind of cat right there, dude.
Orlando's from Mexico. This guy's from the UK, okay? A whole different breed here. You know what, Anthony? I'm really happy, too, because although we've only had him a short amount of time, I'm invested in the cat emotionally. I don't know what it is, but I felt like I'd already made this connection.
Dana is feeding the cat like it's a baby. She's hand-feeding him food, and then she's putting a little eyedropper water in his mouth. I'm like, oh, my God.
He could dehydrate and hurt his kidneys or his liver or something. Automatic, he needs water.
Okay. Oh, man. Dana, do you think if your daughters hear about the way you're treating, are they going to get a little jealous? Did they get the same kind of TLC?
They got the same kind of TLC. Now, once they were old enough and they could get themselves to the kitchen, Ava Maddox got COVID really bad. She really got sick during the pandemic. Oh, and what did I do, Otto? I did the same
thing. She did thing. Pretty much the same thing she's doing for the cat.
I forced her mouth open and I shoved food down her mouth and I shoved water down her mouth. It was like the same scenario.
I love how you apply the same pressure for your daughter's COVID and your cat's sprained paw.
I don't get it. I'm like, get up. And he's like, nah, girl, this hurts. But so
I have a question, though, for you guys now. After through that process, do you feel like you've found a veterinarian?
We did. We found this new girl, something Gonzalez. I don't
Thank
remember
you,
her first name. Jessie Watts girl.
Yes. So she's the veterinarian for Jessie Watts' dog, Crosby, who is very elderly, right? She's so caring, the vet, Anthony, and she didn't try to upsell us. She let us make decisions.
This is the first time I've ever went to the vet where they gave me a quote and it was actually less than the quote.
Yeah, so we ended up paying less than the quote. And Otto was like, hurry up and pay and get the hell out of here. In case they made a mistake.
Shout out to the vet and shout out to our seasoned homie, Crosby.
But, yes.
I'm so relieved that you guys have found an honest veterinarian, because some of them, they're more dishonest than the used car salesman.
For real,
so
dude.
The fact that Anthony, you got a good one, that's a blessing, and I'm happy to hear all of
your street. Dog and cat, they need this, they need that. And they get automatic every time. We have two huskies as well. Every time it was like,
you know when you go to a bad mechanic and they upcharge you on a bunch of stuff? I didn't know the way of the veterinarian
now
when we started going.
Now you know.
They got me. Now I know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you have a picky eater, we're going to talk about picky eaters right now inside the Fat Club. And we do the Fat Club. Let me explain before we start. We do the Fat Club because I used to be overweight and I needed something to remind me to stay healthy. It had nothing to do, honestly, at first with vanity. And now it does a little bit of vanity, I'm going to be honest. But in the beginning, it was because I wasn't sleeping well and
your health right.
Well, my face was breaking up. It was just everything, Automatic, everything. I was emotionally depressed. And so we do the Fat Club every Monday and we're just talking about getting healthy. And now today it's all about picky eaters, children. And I read this incredible article that said if your children are picky eaters, not all the time, but the majority of time, it's because of all the choices that we give kids. I don't remember, and maybe it's just
I never got a choice of what I was going
to
eat.
Automatic. That's what I was about to say.
Whether it was at my mom's house or it was at my grandma's house, it was you get what you get and you don't have a fit.
And that's so tough, though, right? Because you don't have to be like that, like, this is what you're getting and mean about it. But you give kids from the time they're born, they need breast milk or formula, right? And then you transition to good food, to natural food, whether you're, you know, the mom who makes the homemade green beans or you're mushing the carrots up yourself. But once they get to a certain age, if they start throwing fits and saying things like, I don't like this, how do they know what they like? They don't really know. You don't really know what you like until you try it. And it, as long as you don't introduce junk to the kids, I swear to you, they don't know what it is. Our daughter, Ava Maddock, now she's a sugar addict, but she had not had any sugar. And on her first birthday, Automatic, I know you remember this.
Oh, this is crazy.
We gave her a piece of birthday cake and she said, bleh. She hated it. She did not like it at all. I wish I'd never given her that cake because it literally changed the way she wanted to eat. Now, I didn't give her any choices. She was my third child. I was like, look, mama's going to make this because we've got a lot of people in the house and you're going to get this for breakfast, this for lunch, and this for dinner. And that's all there is to it. It was kind of my fault. Automatic, it's our fault for giving her that. And I don't want to say like, oh, I don't want to deprive her. Is it really depriving if you're giving kids bad stuff?
I had like a complete meltdown because my parents wanted me to eat tomato soup and I hate tomato soup. I hate tomato soup with my, like my being. And I sat there for probably 45 minutes till it was nice and cold. And my dad was like, until you eat this, you are not going to go anywhere.
Oh, Automatic.
So I scooped it up and then I proceeded to throw it up all over the kitchen table.
Oh no.
So you really don't like tomato soup. You weren't acting.
I feel like I won that battle with my parents that day.
They never made you
tomato soup. I never had to have tomato soup again.
So where are you at with tomato soup now? Do you enjoy it now?
I've never tried it again since then. I don't do V8. I like ketchup. That's
That is not that's sugar in tomatoes, DJ Automatic. That's sugar in tomatoes. It's so hard though. You know, we had this conversation last week when we were discussing, should we talk about this? Because it's, as a mom, I don't like when people come at me and say, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. I don't think it's that. You know, this article even pointed out when you go to a restaurant and there's too many things on the menu, because, you know, it's too many choices. I get confused. I don't even want to go back because I get a headache. Like, what do I want? What do I want? And then you ask the waitress and she's like, well, there's this, that, and the other. And she gives you like 10 things. Well, I don't know. You go to a restaurant and there's 5 things on the menu and there's 2 drinks and it's so easy. Life is so much more simple. And when you have too many choices, it's horrible.
Agreed. It's not good to be talking about this during, you know, our healthy lifestyle talk. But that's why I enjoy going to Raising Cane's. They only got a few different menu items.
Anthony,
and I already know what I want.
Speak on it. I want a chicken tender. I would like a Texas toast.
It's simple. Yeah.
Simple. The more healthy meals that I make for my kids, the more they'll crave that as they get older. Of course, they're going to want hot Cheetos and they're going to want cake and things like that. But when you start seeing that the child only wants to live on these things and they refuse to eat vegetables or anything else, that's when there's a problem.
Yes.
So throw some spinach in that cake and feed it to them for their birthday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay. I am completely 100% into this whole Diddy trial now. I didn't want to go
you
down
you and
the
rest of the
hole,
world.
But man, I don't know if you saw this. Automatic Anthony A. Prince, the artist, Prince Rogers Nelson from Minnesota, Purple Rain, all of that was mentioned. Oh, and it actually, what? Former assistant of Diddy, the court is calling her Mia because she was assaulted by Diddy. So they're not giving us her real name. She is in court, though, in person testifying. She said that they went to a party, her and Diddy and Cassie. And at this soiree inside of Prince's mansion, Diddy began to abuse Cassie, began to assault her. And Prince's security stepped in and detained him. And they said, nah, homie, not here. And I already know, because that's the kind of man Prince was. We've heard so many different stories about how he was a great basketball player. He was a tough guy. I don't know if it's true or not, but
he's definitely an eclectic guy.
Listening to this like testimony, or I'm not listening to it, reading about it, I believed all that I ever heard about Prince, because how many times have we talked about this trial? And I've said, all these people around and nobody stepped in? How could you do that? You know what Prince did?
Prince was definitely a leader, never a follower. My uncle was Prince's engineer, so he had a lot of, you know, obviously a lot of time with him.
Automatic, you have to, I was hoping you would mention, I didn't want to say it, but your uncle was the master engineer for Prince for years and lived in Paisley Park.
Yeah, and he, you know, obviously Prince is a different guy, but one thing he was is a good person. And he was going to, he's the kind of guy that's going to do the right thing. And so him making sure that Cassie didn't get hurt does not surprise me even a little bit.
You know what I wish would have happened? Here's the scenario, okay? We need the dream harps and everything. Just picture this. Prince scoops up Cassie. They get married. They have children and everything's different. I mean, of course she's happy now. She just
I wouldn't be surprised if Prince was actually thinking, well, maybe I'll take her, take Cassie.
I don't know, but I'm just, it made me happy to know that at least one person stepped in. All these artists that we're hearing are witness, you know, have witnessed this thing happening.
I think it's one thing to like to Monday morning quarterback, because when you're in the situation and it's really happening and you're seeing it happen and somebody like Puff is there who is a bad person that will do something bad to you too, stepping up and saying something can mean that something bad might happen to you.
Prince
also
did it.
Prince is a different
all
person.
All 5 foot two of him.
Prince is different.
There's also been other people throughout the time, like J. Cole also stood up to
you're right.
And it just seems that, you know, people who, it's a hard thing to do because at the same time, you know, you're talking to somebody who on a live people potentially. No, yeah. And it's I agree with both of you guys, honestly. And it's just to those who were in a situation where they were able to step up, I salute your courageousness. And to the rest of us, you know, everyone's kind of a victim.
I didn't even think about this, Anthony. You're right. J. Cole stood up to him. Of course, Drake, we know he lives down the street now.
Drake got slapped by Diddy.
He literally took a slap to not put him on a song. He's like, I don't care, I'm not putting you on a song.
My friend saw it. It really happened.
No, it really happened. No, exactly. So anyway, the memory of Prince, I've always loved him as an artist. I remember my mother just listening to him over and over again. Now I can say, not only was he a great basketball player and musician, the man was a stand-up guy too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you want a psychic reading, it's time right now to call in. Also, our spiritual forecast for the week. Let's call Sirmati.
Hello.
Hello, Sirmati. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Woo, girl.
What up, Madi?
Always excited to talk to you. So I know this, you know, today you said you had a message that you felt like you really needed to deliver somebody who's listening at this very moment. What is that message that you're feeling?
I was picking up on somebody that's been feeling a little lost, and Spirit really wants to tell you that you're not losing yourself. You're not lost. You're actually becoming who you're meant to be, and you need to allow the old to fall away, because what's being removed is clearing the path for your soul's light to really come through. And so you need to trust whatever's being cut from your life, trust the clarity that comes from it, because this new beginning is really rooted in your truth and your joy. So right now you may feel like it's not the case, but it really is unfolding in your benefit. So trust the process.
Oh my gosh, I think about a snake shedding its skin, right? That newness, yes, that comes through when I get a chemical peel, that new skin, that new young look underneath there. Yeah. Let it come through. Embrace
the
it.
The baby skin. And you know what? I love that you use that example of the chemical peel, because they say after you get that, your skin is more sensitive. So yes, you have to wear SPF or stay out of the direct sunlight until your actual skin gets a little bit more
acclimated.
Yes. Yeah, acclimated, exactly.
Yes. And it's hard. It's hard to get there. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, yes. I'm glad I brought the chemical peel up too. I'm due for one. All right. So now our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective. Sirmati, how are you feeling?
You're really tapped in, Dana, because you're bringing up stuff that I was going to be talking about. This is a week of like really focusing on how we can beautify our life. So whether you want to go get a chemical peel or if you want to improve your living environment, this is the perfect way to do that, because astrologically we're in a period of time where we have to refine our environment, because our environment does affect the way we show up in the world. Mm-hmm. So whether it is going to get a massage or going to get like a beauty treatment, a facial, or just simply like buying the pillows that are going to make your head rest a little bit better at night, you know, what, something nice for your home, something nice for yourself, this is the perfect week to do that.
You know what's crazy? I just got some sheets.
You just gave Dan an excuse to go shop some more.
I did not know. Something as simple, like you don't have to spend a lot of money. Something as simple as sliding into the clean sheets that you've been wanting for a long time after a bath, and everything just smells good and feels right. That can change your whole week. You know, looking forward to that. We just bought a mirror for our living room. I've been holding back because I was like, you're spending too much money. We just did this, you know, remodel, and we did go over budget. But girl, that one piece, I look at it and I feel nice about our space. Do you know what I mean? It just makes me feel
it feels good. Right.
Yes, it feels right. So go get yourself a chemical peel, ladies, and don't let your man tell you no. If you would like a psychic reading, please call us now, 877-730-DCS1. And of course, follow Seer Mahdi at Illest Divinity on Instagram. Mahdi, I love you, girl.
She comes with the gems on Instagram.
She does. And every week you come on, you always make us feel better. I really appreciate your time.
Love you guys.
Woo! Talk to you next week. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B making news with both her men, her soon-to-be ex-husband and her new boyfriend, Stefan Diggs. All right, Anthony A., before we get into it, celebrity birthdays, please.
All right, we have Awkwafina celebrating her birthday. We also have the wrestler AJ Styles, and we also have Wayne Brady. Shout out Wayne Brady. Very talented, underrated comedian.
Shout out Awkwafina. She's hilarious.
Yeah, I love her in Crazy Rich Asians.
These people are so posh and snobby. They're snoshy.
Yeah. All right, so Stefan Diggs, who is dating Cardi B, was caught allegedly ecstasy.
He had a little pink, we'll just say he had a little pink baggie with him.
Yeah, and there were other women that were present, and it was not Cardi B. So, you know, I'm not too mad at that because they're not married. They're dating. They're having a good time.
Cardi knows how to pick them. I mean, Stefan Diggs was voted the worst.
Worst person to date your sister by his former teammate.
Yes, he was. Yes, by the Minnesota Vikings. I remember that. And I asked Automatic, what is this all about? And he's like, you don't want your sister dating Stefan Diggs. That's all it's about.
And Cardi's like, bring him on.
Yeah. Anyway, and also her ex-husband, or soon to be rather, they are estranged at the moment, Offset, has filed for spousal support. So he's like, you know what? You afforded me this lifestyle, girl. Now you got to pay for it.
Oh.
And since they didn't have I don't think they had like a rock solid prenup. What I think's going to end up happening, she's going to end up giving him one of the houses in exchange for that. I really do think that's
I mean, not to say that he's responsible for her career, but it definitely helped her career. Migos was super hot at the time, hotter than she was, and it elevated her name.
I've been following Cardi B since the success on her Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop, yeah.
And definitely since from there to when she got to like the Bloody Bars to when she linked up with Offset, her writing got impeccably better. Whoever was doing it or whoever was behind it, I know Partisan Fontaine worked with her a lot.
I was gonna say it's Partisan Fontaine, not her man.
But the moment she linked up with Offset, everything got way better.
It did, but
because she got a better management company too.
Cool, but why can't they still pop off? You know, obviously let's
why,
not talk.
Migos are one of the biggest hip-hop groups of all time.
Yes, you're right.
Takeoff is God. So.
Automatic, you're right. And I said, rest in peace, Takeoff. I was going to get to that. But they were having a really hard time and blaming it on Cardi before.
Well, Cardi did overshadow some of their...
Exactly. So don't try to say that they gave her and they did this and they did that.
Say this. I don't have any problem with her paying him.
I don't either.
Men have been paying women for so long that it's only fair. Oh.
Man, Automatic, please don't sit back there. Let me go to the child support courts right now and tell you how many
women. We're not talking about any other case. We're talking about Cardi B and Offset.
Men and women. No, you just generalized, sir.
I agree with Dana because I think he's going to get a house or something he probably has helped her write some records. That's what I was trying to say. Automatic, go ahead, brother. Go off.
Keith. Yeah, you go ahead.
I'm just saying it's only fair.
What? Because men and this and that, please don't let, if you are a single woman right now who's not getting child support, please call phones are ringing, 877-730-DCS1. We are going to take all of these calls. You can text and you can speak to DJ Automatic about all these men paying.
Are you trying to say that because Cardi B, obviously the breadwinner in this relationship, that she shouldn't have to pay just because she's a woman?
That's not what I said. I said that's fine. You generalized it. Don't try to say what I said. I'm saying you said because all these men have to... They should.
Over the course of time, it's 99.9% of the time it was men paying.
Because 99.9% of the time, they walk away. Call us up now. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.